16 minutes to nine now, though, and let's get some business. And Simon can tell us that smartphones could be getting smarter.
And faster, yes. If you remember back in 2000, the UK government raised £22 billion auctioning off licences for third-generation or 3G mobile phone telecoms. Well, that's old hat now, or soon will be. The mobile network O2 has just started testing a much faster next-generation or 4G network. Eddie Murphy is a telecoms analyst from Priory Consulting. Good morning to you, Eddie. What is 4G? What can you do on 4G that 3G can't do?
Good morning, Simon. You fundamentally can't do anything more on 4G than you can do on 3G. It just delivers a lot more capacity, a lot faster and a lot cheaper than 3G.
So why is everyone so excited about it?
Well, they'll be excited about it because it means that the people will be able to use their mobile equipment in more situations and it will work more reliably. As anybody who's ever tried to use a mobile phone or a device in a busy station on a Friday afternoon will testify.
Will this make it as fast as, for example, my home computer connection?
There's always a sort of a period of about 5 years lag between what you can do on fixed networks and what you can do on mobile. So if you look at what you can do now on fixed networks, you'll be looking at about 5 years' time before you can do the equivalent on mobile networks. And that's been a consistent pattern over the last 10 years.
Now, they offer this by auctioning off the spectrum to these companies. Last time it was a complete bonanza, £22 billion. That would come jolly handy right now, I imagine. So are we going to see a similar gold rush for the Treasury?
Jolly handy it would be, but unfortunately what happened last time was it was in the middle of a period of what was described as irrational exuberance. Look around you now, do you see much exuberance?
No, I don't. Just one question, though. We get a lot of people saying that they can't access new technologies in more rural areas, and this one is being tested around the city of London. Is this going to exacerbate the digital divide, as it's called?
I think there is a danger that that will happen, because if we look at how 3G has been deployed, it has been deployed mainly in city centres and to a lesser extent along the major interurban routes. So it is likely that 4G will be concentrated more in the areas of higher demand, because the economic case for deployment just doesn't work in rural areas.
And is it just my imagination, or does my telephone for making telephone calls work less well than it did a few years? It seems to me mobile telephony has taken an enormous step backwards over the last couple of years. And actually making things like phone calls, it's always saying call failed or reception drops off.
Interestingly, I'm not sure that's the fault of the networks. Some of the new smartphone devices, while they're very, very smart, aren't actually very good phones.
OK, thank you very much indeed.
Small drawback.
Yes, two steps forward, three steps back. Thank you very much indeed, Eddie. The FTSE 1...